like to say a word today about this first reading, because it has very Eucharistic implications. The people, of course, are in the desert, and now they're worried about eating. And, you know, after all the miracles they've seen, you figure, well, why are they worrying, you know? Sometimes we're going to be a worry ward, it seems like, no matter what, doesn't it? We're going to worry. They've just seen the Red Sea party, for heaven's sakes. And they're worried about food. Well, there it is. So we have this anxiety. And rather than go through all the details with you, let's just get to the quick. God says, look, I want you to tell the people that I will feed them tomorrow. And as you know, the story says that as they went out early in the morning on the desert floor, where it was a dough-like a substance that they could knead like bread and knead like dough and bake like bread. And they called it manna, which in Hebrew means, you got to scratch your head when you say it, what is this? Manna means, what is it? It's a kind of a, it doesn't mean bread, it means, what is this? they called it manna. And of course, they also refer to it as the bread from heaven. They refer to it as the bread of angels. They refer to it as heavenly bread. And of course, this was the food that God gave them to sustain them in this journey across the desert. Now pay attention, because Jesus takes that understanding and says, now as it was for them, the manna, now I am for you in the Holy Communion. See, I am now the living bread that's come down from heaven for someone to eat and not die. And if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll remain in me. I'll raise you up on the last day. But if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, don't kid yourself, you're dying. See, you're not going to make it to the promised land. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Now, remember, what would have happened if they said, well, I'm not into bread. I think I'll skip it. Well, they wouldn't have made it through the desert. They would have died in the desert, never made it to the promised land as a community. They needed this bread, whether they liked it or not. In fact, later on in the book of Numbers, they said, we're tired of this disgusting manna. And God got angry and punished them for speaking like that. So again, some Catholics, you know, the way they talk, well, it's boring and all that kind of stuff, sound a little bit like the people in the desert. And God isn't exactly happy about that kind of an attitude. He said, you better eat whether you like it or not. You know, how many of you growing up, you know, had your mother say, you better eat your vegetables. I don't like them. You're going to eat them anyway. See, so God says, you got to eat. This food is a necessary food, without which we perish. So I just ask you to see the manna this way, the heavenly manna that we now have received, namely Jesus in the Holy Communion, as just as essential, in fact, more essential than it was for the people in the desert. They would never have made it to the promised land without that manna, and neither will we make it to our promised land of heaven without our heavenly manna, Jesus, in the Eucharist. So, essential, necessary food. You all are faithful. You're here almost every day. But there are some who are away from the table of the Lord. And I tell you, not in my words, but Jesus, they are starving. They are dying. And Jesus says to them, unless. And we need to take this message and speak it to them with love. Amen.